This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 hospitalizations fell this week and are at their lowest point since last fall. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Hospitalizations for confirmed coronavirus cases dropped by 20 patients to 182. That's the lowest level since mid-October. More utilities are reporting increasing COVID levels in wastewater. That includes some bigger metro Front Range communities, but most utilities around the state report flat or declining levels. The seven-day rate of positive tests is around 10%, and that doesn't include most home rapid tests. Primary care visits for influenza-like illness and emergency department visits for flu are both well below earlier peaks, but still above the typical winter season. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Dozens of contract courtroom interpreters walked off the job this week across the state right as they're about to get raises. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The interpreters make $45 to $55 an hour, and there are about 300 of them statewide. Earlier this week, the state Senate approved a budget increase to give them $10 an hour raises, something state officials support. But in about a dozen letters sent to judges and court clerks this week, the interpreters say the walkouts were not only because of salaries. The letters also say they have excessive workloads and inadequate communication about expectations. State officials say they hope to continue to work with them on implementing the salary increase because they are critical to the state criminal justice system. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Come find more on what's going on around Colorado today at CPR.org. As for the weather around Colorado today, highs around the state are in the low to upper 30s, and it'll be mostly sunny across much of Colorado.